Lift up your two hands and just worship him. Give him all the glory. Oh, give him all the glory. Oh, ribababa shandakaya balaba. Imbrabalaba zandagaya balaba. Rikebobobo sotokoya balaba. Oh, at the center of it all is you that I see. Is you that I see. At the center of it all. Oh, oh. Is you that I see.
Is you that I see.
Is you that I see.
Is you that I see. Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles are happening in your name. Miracles.
We return all glory to you this morning. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We'll continually praise you from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we worship. In Jesus' precious name, we worship. If you are glad to be alive this morning, say a louder amen. Father, this morning, honor your word. Give the bread to the eater. Seed to the sower. Let the house of Jacob possess their possessions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we worship. All right, we may be seated in his wonderful presence. Praise God. That's too low. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. I want to specially welcome you to this special Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of November. I don't know. That's not what I want to preach this morning anyway. But I don't know why it's coming up in my spirit. Look at somebody beside you. Tell that person, don't let nothing. You are not telling that person. Don't let anything break your joy. If the devil succeeds in taking your joy, he has taken everything. When your joy is intact, nothing is happening to you. Something is happening for you. It's coming up in my spirit so strongly. Let nothing take your joy. Don't allow the devil to take your joy. There are some times situation may not be palatable. Life may not go the way you plan it. Things may not happen the way you expected. But one thing you must maintain is your joy. One thing you must maintain is what? Your joy. I don't know who God is speaking to this morning. Don't allow the devil to keep cheating on you by sponsoring sorrow into your life. Don't allow it. Don't allow the devil to succeed in sponsoring sorrow, heavy hearts into your life. Maintain your joy. Irrespective of what is happening around you. Do you know one thing that keep coming in my spirit? While I said everybody should dance, some people didn't dance anyway. And I bypassed them. Some people did not see any reason why they should be excited. And this morning I'm not ready to whine you and whine you and whine you until you finally fall in shape. But do you know what? If sorrow kill you, awon ebo ni oniposi agbe e pelu joy. You didn't understand what I'm saying. You know the people that normally carry cups, sir, they will be using your cups to do what? To dive. They will go down, because they will pay them. Some people find joy in your debt. You better find joy and don't die. Somebody is not hearing me. They will carry your cups and be excited. And they won't know that the person they carry inside the casket, it was sorrow that killed him. Don't allow the devil to make you brooding and brooding and thinking as if there is no solution. Look at me, people of God. Whatever you are going through is just a matter of time. It's just a matter of what? There are some problems you will outgrow. That tomorrow, you know, I keep telling people that most times, why you see something as big is because of the angle at which you are looking at it. That's why you must take a higher position to look at trouble. Take higher position to look at trouble. Anytime you are traveling to Abuja, how do you see Zuma Rock? Answer me. Very big. Very big a rock. You keep looking. But I pray one day you will travel to either Jerusalem or you travel to Dubai. That's the road you follow. That is around the north like that. Amen. So the day you follow that road, just try and peep through the window and look at Zumara. Very tiny. Why? Because you are above it. Always raise yourself above every battle and problems. You see, that is a very small thing. Tell somebody beside you, my joy will be intact. Say it louder. Say, my joy will be intact. Maybe sick in your body, maintain your joy. Do you get what I've just said? Maintain your joy. Maintain your joy. Whatever you are going through, maintain your joy. Let your joy be intact. Be happy. Let joy surround you. Anybody coming with sorrow, tell him, hello, I'm not for that. Anybody coming with bad news, tell that person, I'm not for that. Maintain your joy. Can somebody say amen? Amen. All right, this morning, I'll be sharing with you very quickly on developing capacity for kingship. If you remember, that is where I stopped last week. Am I right? Yeah. Let's go back to that scripture again. Let's go back to that scripture again. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. Are you there? Give it to me, please. Anybody? Who is reading? And he has made us unto our God. He has made us. Okay, Ross, read it and personalize it to yourself. He has made me unto my God. King and priest. And I shall reign on the earth. Everybody read it to yourself. One, two, go. Do you know he didn't say king and queen? Hello. He's talking about spirit. He's not talking about gender. As a woman, you carry the spirit of a king. So he's not dealing with your physical body, your physique. God is dealing with the spirit that you carry. And he said, he has made us unto our God kings and priests. So you are a king. Look at somebody beside you, tell that person, I am a king. Say it one more time. Say it again. So this morning, I am here to give you 5 capacity you must develop. See, it's more than 5. Don't just write 5. It's more than 5. I don't know. Next Sunday, I may still come up with that and give you more capacity. But this morning, the time frame can only accommodate 5. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The time frame. If I'm to give you 10 or 20, you may not leave this place by 5 o'clock in the evening. So let me just give you 5 now. Then we believe the Holy Spirit to give us more later. Developing capacity. Now let me quickly say this before I give you those capacity. Because last week I gave you 1. So I'll start from there again this morning. But before I go into that, those capacity one after the other, I want you to know that there are some things that doesn't happen because you just mention it. Amen. That's too low. Let somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Brazuka, stand up and shout, money.
Money.
Did he come? You can shout like that from now till next 30 years. And keep shouting, money! Will he come?
No, sir.
But do you know you don't need to shout it? Just carry something, stay there, and start jingling bell on it. People begin to buy. What happened? Money begin to come.
Yes, sir.
There are some things that doesn't happen automatically because you mention it. Praise God. Amen. Isaac, stand up and shout, wife! Oh, yeah? Because you are not.
Wife!
Where is she? Where will she come from? You know, that's the way a lot of people go to mountain to go and be shouting about what they don't work for. Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord, remember me. Hey, do the work of remembrance. You'll be remembered. It's only in this generation I see people that are not ready to be responsible, but they want miracle to be happening cheaply. It doesn't work. By the grace of God, I've told you times without number, and all of you know, I am a man of prayer. I pray very well, but I don't pray stupid prayers. Hello? How many of us enterized this morning? I know you pretend now. Okay, you ate right yesterday. Rice yesterday. Okay, you ate rice yesterday. Okay, good. When the rice is inside the bag at home, you just went there and pack it. As you put it inside plate, you just cook. Soup just come on top. And the rice enter your stomach. Bass. So what do they do with the rice? They have to cook it. Your wife deliberately lit the gas.
Yes, sir.
Abi?
Yes, sir.
And they put pot.
Yes, sir.
They put water.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They now put the rice. I don't know the type you ate.
This
maybe
white,
it's jollof.
This white rice.
They work on it. In fact, before they put it inside water and parboil it, they remove all the stones.
Yes, sir.
Is then you have a smooth rice.
Yes.
And finally, they cook it, they put it before you. Your wife now open your tummy. Thank God she's a nurse. And put the rice there and close it back. What do? You deliberately take spoon. And do what? Is there you now say, Father, thank you. You don't just keep shouting, I am a king, I am a king, when you are not developing a capacity for it. Reigning in life is not a joke. And look at that scripture. It said, we shall reign on earth. But it didn't just say you jump to the street and you start reigning. Your reigning is your responsibility. Let somebody say, my responsibility. Sit down, thank you. It's your responsibility. So it doesn't just happen on its own. Don't just wake up and just say, well, it's happening now. I know it can happen, but you have a role to play. So that's why you must wake up and develop capacity. Look at somebody beside, turn up and say, develop your capacity. Yeah, sure. Develop your capacity. It's very important. Develop your capacity. There are a lot of Christians that have no capacity for kingship. And let me tell you, do you know why divorce is so rampant today? You see a lot of people that get married, they don't have capacity for marriage. Do you get what I'm saying now? They didn't learn anything. They don't know anything. They don't know. They don't even know how they treat a woman. They don't know how they treat a woman. There are so many men that don't know how they treat a woman. In fact, the mentality some people are coming with from their father's house is that a woman is a property. A woman is what? You can't last that way. With that kind of mentality, you can't last. Now, a woman is a property. You can't last that way. There are some ladies that don't have capacity for marriage. I usually tell the young ones, whenever we are talking, especially in single people, as many of you that are agitating for marriage, what is behind your heart if they ask you sex? What do I call it? You are not saying it louder. That's why I love the book that Mama did, After Wedding, What Next? After one, after wedding, what next? All the dance you see in reception is the dance of this night. But they have forgotten that sex, after 1 week, you'll be tired of it. You now face the reality of life. So many people have no capacity. And if God wants to help you, you meet your wife once, she get pregnant once. So you now know that sex is not life. You do understand?
Yes, sir.
And start vomiting after 2 weeks. Who are we? Over my bini. Indo for where fanny. But many people have no capacity for it. Why are we having problem in Nigeria? So many people that are in the leadership position have no capacity for leadership. They have no capacity for leadership. Okay? All of you are here now. The way you are sitting down now, you are all looking at me, depending on me. What I'm supposed to use in satisfying all of you is 1,000 naira. But I say, no, I will withdraw that 1,000. I'll just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These 7 people, I will take care of them with 5,000. Is that wisdom? And that's the kind of thing we are facing in Nigeria now. So, no capacity. So that's why anything you don't build capacity for, there is going to be a problem. Now let me ask you a question. Who's supposed to be the next king after David? Answer me. Absalom is the firstborn, and he's the one that's supposed to be the next king. Did he become a king? Why? No capacity for it. He has capacity for the euphoria and the paraphernalia that surrounded kingship, but he's not ready to take responsibility. And what happened to him? He died overnight. The boy that reigned after King Solomon, what's the name? Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, is the one that reigned after him. What happened to him? Immediately he became a king. The kingdom was divided into how many? Into two. 10 here, 2 here. 2 went after him. That's Judah and Benjamin. The remaining 10, they went with who? With Jeroboam. But let me ask you a question. What was the problem? No capacity. No capacity. Who's supposed to be the progenitor of the covenant that Abraham carried after Isaac and after Jacob? It's supposed to be Reuben. But Reuben had no capacity. Anything you don't have capacity for, you can never succeed in it. Anything you don't have capacity for, can never succeed in it. So you must develop capacity for kingship. What was capacity number one I talked about last week? Talk to me. Capacity number one. Huh? Capacity to say no. Capacity to do what? Apostle Paul said, everything is good, but not everything that is expedient. It's not everything that is profitable for me. There are some things that might be good, but not right. So, at that junction, you need capacity to do what? He said, everything might be good, but it's not everything that is expedient for me. There are so many things that we have said yes to, and it's the one creating problem for us till tomorrow. Three people that see, that reign greatly in life, at a certain junction in their life, they were able to say no. They were able to say what? To no. The wife of Potiphar came and said, Joseph, sleep with me. Joseph said no. Even despite that no took him to prison. He said, I don't care, but I won't do it. And what happened to him at the end of the day? He reigned. He became the king. At a point, David, King Saul, was at the mercy of David. David had the opportunity to kill Saul. How many times? 2 solid times. But do you know what? Despite all the boys of David said, let's kill this man at once. What did he say? No. No. There are some things that will be good and attractive, but it may not be good enough for your destiny. You must have the ability to do what? Some years back, a young man came to me and said, sir, Nigeria, the way Nigeria is going, it's only God that will help us. He said, presently as I'm standing here, I don't want to describe the person. He said, my wife and my children, they are already in Canada. He said, but I'm the only one here. But at any time now, as soon as they get green paper, I'll go and meet them. I said, that's lovely. That's good. He says, how you can do the same? Carry mama and all the children. Carry them to Canada. They'll just be there for some years. You will be here. He said, I know the person that can do it. Amen. It may be good for you. It's not good for me. You know, the problem that many of us have is that you believe that what is good for A will be good for B. You are wrong. You are wrong. Amen? You are wrong. For example, if we say we should jump that fence out, sir, that boy in media unit, Chegun, can just jump that fence as if nothing happened. Eh? We jump it. A black man did not follow main gate and follow that boy. Or else, so you two want to release gas, I think what they call it now, fat. Why are you? You will shit inside trousers. It's not what everybody is doing that you can do. And I told the brother, thank you very much. It's a very wonderful advice. But I can't do it. Have you ever sat down one day and look at where God is taking you? Have you ever sat down for one day and look at your future? Is then you will know that it's not everything that is acceptable in where you are going. There are some of us, your future is very strong and mightier than where you are. Very important. Help me tell three people around you, tell them, say, learn to say no. Learn to say no. Look at that person again. Look at that. Look at one person beside you now. And say, anybody can say yes. But learn to say no. People of God, I wish Abraham said no. Where we went to preach last Saturday, I was telling them, I wish Abraham said no. The wife said, my dear, she'll be having children for us. Can you just imagine? Can you see that demonic mentality? Abraham Otie, he never thought of it two times. To even say, I am old enough to give back to 100 of this girl. And by the way, this girl, do they betroth her to me? No. The madam of the house gave the husband chicken in the night. And said, my dear, I enjoy your bed. Say, I enjoy it. Say, do you like that girl? Abraham said, which girl? Girl. Said, the house girl. Agar. Sir. Bomo, she Agar by name. Lo Agad by. And Abraham said, so what are you trying to say? Signals, go and enter and do what you're supposed to do. So that she, maybe the Lord will give me a child through her. Can you just imagine? And do you know, Abraham did. Go and check that scripture very well. Abraham didn't say, wow. Therefore, already knew. Katodome Yeloro. The man did not thought of it for 2 minutes. Sir, that night, as soon as he see that everywhere is quiet, the man woke up. Say, my dear, where are you going? Say, what you told me the night. And Udeba Luriomayabibatesumbabalayan. And that girl, go and check your Bible. Abraham didn't do it two times. Just once. There are some steps in your life that can be dangerous to your future. You must learn how to say what? No. Let me tell you, I'm not saying to every issue in life, but you must understand that you will get to a junction in life that you will say no to some things. Only God knows the number of associations they want me to join. Some people come here, they want me to join this, they want me to join that. Do you want to kill me? I just tell them, no. Let somebody say, no. You know that word is a very powerful word. It's two-letter word. But several occasions, many people can't say it. There are some relationships you have to say no to. There are some relationships you have to do what? No. There are some decisions around you have to say no to. There are some people that come around you, tell them, no, I'm not doing. No. May God raise you. May God lift you. Your amen is too weak. Yeah. But may God help you to say no when you get to the top. Because on several occasions, when people begin to have transport fare, ability to say no begin to weaken. Get weaken. said, don't worry, we will use money to corner it. Learn to say no. That's number one, capacity. Number two, capacity this morning is what I call capacity to be relevant and get better in what you are doing. A king that is not getting better in what he's doing is a slave, indirectly. Capacity to do what? To be relevant and get better in what you are doing. Let me ask you a question. How many dream interpreters do they have in Egypt during the day of Joseph? Answer me now. Many. How come that Pharaoh said nobody like you? How come? I gave you a scripture yesterday. Let's look at that scripture in the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 6. Am I right? Daniel chapter 3 verse 6. May you get better. Amen. See, where you need to go and learn. Learn. Many of us are too proud. He's not getting better, but he wants the best position. This, put your name. Okay. Can you imagine? Then this Ojo-Peter was preferred above the president and princes. An excellent spirit was in him. Now, you know, at the front of that thing you wrote, capacity to be relevant and what? And get better. See my own book. I wrote it there. Write excellence in bracket. Excellence in bracket. Get better in what you are doing. Praise God. Yes, finish it.
Because an excellent priest was in him.
Yeah.
And the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
Please, let's read in another version. Let's read in another version. Get better. Look at somebody who said, tell that person, get better. Look at another person, say, get better. Look at another person, say, get better. See, I'm not asking you to get better than somebody around you. Get better than what you are yesterday. That's how to get better. Because many of us are loaded with the spirit of competition. And that's why they are not getting better. Because you must understand that anybody you are competing with, you keep losing to him. Yes? Message. Okay? Easy to read. Okay, we'll get there. Just a minute. He said, Daniel, brimming with spirit and intelligence, so completely outclassed the other vice regents and governors that the king decided to put him in charge of the whole kingdom. That's where he starts from. You are not getting better. You want them to put you in best position? Get better. Are you a mechanic? Get better. Are you a banker? If you need to go to school, go to school. Get better. Yes, sir. What did he say? Now, he said, Daniel did his work.
Much better.
What are you doing, sir? Electronics technician.
Yes, sir.
Do your work better.
Yes, sir.
Hello? It doesn't matter who you are, sir. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who you are now. You are a furniture man. You do this here for me. Can you see the way this year is standing? Are you afraid to sit down? Will you be afraid to sit down? Is there anybody here that will be afraid to sit down this year? But somebody now help you do this chair. One of these legs is here. And the thing is doing like this. Will you patronize such a person? What the Bible says, he did better, sir. He did his work much better. People will always patronize the person that do his work much better. He's my church member. He doesn't patronize me. Hey, you're totally alone. Praise God. I told one sister about 3 days, about 2 days ago. I said, to ban sebe, to un sebuka. Oh, lini customer. Sir, vegetable went like this. Water come like that. Salt stay one side. I say, well, long. I know some of you say, ah, daddy, do you eat something like that? I came in contact with it one way or the other. And you are looking for a customer. Sir? Lo se ogun toju ogun lo. They won't patronize you. You are not hearing what I'm saying. You have hairdressing salon. Somebody came to relax her hair. Bobori boje. You do understand? The person go home with crying. At another time, another person came. The same thing. When 5 people come to your hairdressing salon, to bori one, everybody, am I right? They begin to tell them, say, Imo lelo. Wo? This time around, before you know what's happening, you give yourself a signpost. You are not hearing what I'm saying. You are a tailor. You sew clothes for somebody. The pockets that's supposed to be here is here. Hello. You know, I told you I have one elder brother. I know some of you. You know, I will tell you that story. He gave me cloth for Christmas, sir. In fact, the first thing is that you can't wear the cloth for Christmas, you can't wear it for Christmas. Timothy, grow that I choose my tailor myself. And my mother is so emotional. He said, Tomara Shalon, we woman binu. And my mother will always take my cloth there. I have never celebrated Christmas with my own cloth, like Jeyiko. We'll go there Christmas night on 24. We'll be there. Zekelema binu. Surely, Ishe called a woman. Work is plenty. He said, do you know what you do now? He said, Wafi Shodunla. Malo. Wafi Shodunla. That is the new year. By New Year Eve, I am there again. I'll be crying. Ola lodun. You see, my lako agba. Tomorrow morning, by the time I get there, sir, the shop is locked. You won't see him. Finally, when you catch him, sir, my cloth. He said, don't worry. Wafi she. Idupe odun. Idupe odun ni. Idupe odun lako man vise. Sir, idupe odun mi tiri vise. I won't use it for Thanksgiving. Until Easter. The Christmas cloth is always Easter. Last time I travel home, is out of job. You can't continue like that and think you will reign. You can't reign. Amen? You are a tailor that your customer is bringing cutlass to come and collect his cloth. You say, but I cool. How far? Are you through with my cloth or is he here? How many of us have come in contact with such tailor before? 1 month, your cloth is there. Can somebody say amen? Recently, Mama brought one tailor. And I said, okay, take 1, 2, 3, 4. I said, take these 4 cloths. Go and sew it. Let me see what will happen. Sir, within 3 days, he brought the whole 4. Huh? I said, how come? He said, no. That's the way I do my own work. I said, if you can continue like this, you will go far. You go far. Daniel did his work better than the other officers and rulers. Sit down. Say it again. No, wait. Let me give you a microphone.
He was very He was very good at his job.
He was very good at his job. What are you doing? Are you good in it? You know, there was a time, there is one man in this church, I call him. I say, come, bro. How are you? He said, fine. I said, you are a mechanic. And I see that what you are doing is very good. 504. Peugeot. I said, sir, go and learn Japanese. Let's not say Japanese. I said, the way I am seeing the way car is coming now. Who is using? Where's Brabham? Because I know your car is rugged. But I don't want to say that car is rough. Hey, Joe, what is he using? Ejector or carburetor? Injector. What is your car using? Injector. What's your car using? Injector. What's your car using? Injector. Babaji, what's your car using? Pastor Adesola, what's your car using? Eh? Injector. Every car, what's your car using? Injector. Any car you will see now using carburetor. Brother, what's your car using? Injector. But sir, this man is a carburetor mechanic. Carburetor, sir. You know carburetor. You know if your fuel finish for carburetor, you just remove the hose. How many of us know that? Now, okay, Mr. Ajinde, do you treat any car now that is using carburetor? Kozima! I told that man, you will soon go out of market. Oh. Go and learn Japanese. I said, okay, this is what you do. Because I can see pride in him. I said, this is what you do. Invite one or two boys that are doing this Japanese to come and stay in your workshop. Let them be working with you. Make the place their workshop. So as they are working, don't tell them you are learning it. Just be putting eye. Even Peugeot now is injector. It's no more in market now. Roaming about the street everywhere. Who chased him out of market? Him, sir. I gave him that candid cancer. I gave him that candid cancer. Get better in what you are doing. 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 Don't be a mathematics teacher teaching children with mathematics in Yoruba language. Tabaro meji ati etako yo pe arun wo. Holy Ghost help us. I tell you, Holy Ghost help us. Go back for training. Sit down. You know, I have one man. I know one man. I know him. He's still alive. But they force him out of job. I won't mention the name of the place. He came to me for prayers. I know him very well, not just because of the prayer. He's third in command in his office. And he's aiming at the first position all over the Federation. But he entered that parastata with primary six certificate. You know, there was a time in this country, you will see banking job with primary six certificate. You see the work of a ministry with primary six certificate. In this country, there was a time like that. And that was the time this man entered. And God was helping him. He came to me and said, I should pray for him. That God told him, that many prophets told him, that he's going to become number one all over the Federation. He was third in command. And I said, sir, I'm very sorry, sir. What is your qualification now? Sir, is that primary six he's still using? And I told him, I said, sir, you may not become number one. No. In fact, this number three that you are in, There are people better than you now. He said, no, God promised me. God told me, sir, it's not up to 3 weeks. They swim. They didn't retire him. They sweep him off. Because I just believe that they were just checking files. Ah, primary six. Nothing is adding. By the time he's supposed to go on leave, on study leave, go back to school, if possible, go and write to egg. I'm very sorry to say, I'm not preaching heresy. Even if his brain cannot do it, let him use money. And get more qualification. Go back to school, have HND, even COE. College of Education. Be adding it there. A day is going to come, they will check your file. And they say, no, you qualify. Sir, one back. They slide him from Lagos. He landed in Mina. As I am talking to you today, I still saw him about 2 weeks ago. He's roaming about the street. Thank God he built house. He had one or two things that he's doing. That's what he's aging fast now. What in Narugo? Oluwa sọ fun mi. Look, mi o sọ pe Olorun o sọ fun e. If you have no qualification to that level, you are going nowhere. Enough for placing spirituality above competence. You are not competent. You are telling me that spiritually you are going to go far. Can somebody say amen? You know, I grew from Christ Apostolic Church. Huh? I grew from Christ Apostolic Church, CAC. And our church, the church where my mother was attending, my parent, is another version of CAC. Sit down. Another version of CAC. That's where we grew up. So everything we know in those days. That's what we are doing. When I got to Bible college, one day we were watching a video of one man, Cardinal Olubunmi Okoge. How many of us know that man? He's a Roman Catholic bishop. You know, there was a time he vying for the position of Pope. He didn't want to become Pope. Cardinal Olubunmi Okoge. You know, he said something. He said, he was just talking, and he said, a time is coming that minister of God that have opportunity to minister to people in English, but they are ministering in dialect. They will soon be out of pulpit. Eh? I said, Jotoriolon, a post kini e reverse e jeki ntugbo. The reverse it, he repeated it. The reverse it, he repeated it 4 times. Oh, yeah, mean brain. Sir, there are some of you that will like me, but that God is using me. If I am standing here this morning, I can't communicate to you correctly. You will find a place where you will hear the word of God correctly. Am I right? Yes, sir. Mr. Festus? It's truth. He said, that man, God is using him. When he pray for you, you will see answer. But honestly, it lack communication. And let me tell you one thing. The level of your development will determine the level of people that surround you. Whether you like it or not, if you are a mediocre, you will have friends of mediocres around you. Look at somebody beside that person, get better. And that is Michael. Is she allowed to turn local operator? You have to say, I want to turn him on, no, quote you. Or what you go to cool, like. You know, if you are going to be that, you will see some pickup that carry wood like this up. How many of us have seen it before? That carry firewood up like that. Is that type of pickup? You see some of the pickup they are using to carry sand around there. Talk to me. Even those guys, they are the mechanic of their car themselves. I told you when I was using 504, I repaired it myself. Somebody is not hearing me. How am I spanner? 10, 15, 12. Oh, one day. If my fuel finished, they've taught me how to do it. I remove the hose. I put it in. I want to tell you yourself. Hello. That. Yeah, push here. Push here. The time for that has gone. In fact, they are pushing you on the road now. Some people will be laughing. Life is in phases. Get better. What did I say? I came in contact with one man. Sir, Tebagmunibo. He was a lecturer in FUT. Very brilliant, but lazy. He was a lecturer in FUT here with BSc. Sir, come at your master. He just come and listen. The day they will chase him. And he has been enjoying himself at staff quarters. Is the day they asked him to go, he knew that he didn't have anything, sir. Oh, was shock. He entered into shock. He didn't get better. I don't know who is deceiving him. At this age, there are some small girls now, if you look at them, ask them questions. One day, Pastor Perez was telling me, he said he got to one place, they said he gave them his first degree. They said, sorry, it's Polytechnic HND we want. No, OND. You know, they want to dodge him. He said, OND. He said, don't worry. He opened his bag. He gave them. And they said, sorry, HND. I said, who are now? Kitolo from BS, Boche. Bas, Ofun. Ah. They said, no, Anthony Master, like, wow. He said, don't worry. I'm my master. Take. And he said, now everything you get. He said, now everything. You did, sir, the present day Nigeria, first degree is becoming a glorified secondary school. Go back! Look at somebody beside that person and say, go back. You may not have opportunity to go back to school, but get better. What does that you should do? Over rain. Rainy is not by mouth. Get better. You can start anyhow, but make sure you are developing. As life is moving, so you keep moving. Don't allow life to leave you behind. Capacity to be relevant. Do you want to be relevant? Then get better. Do you want to be relevant? Then get better. Do you want to be relevant? Then get better. Do you want to be relevant? Then get better. Recently, I sent some of our messages to one man of God in the town. I said, these are the messages you are demanding for. He said, man of God, this thing is like they do it in studio. I said, it's our church. Sir, all the money we are using for all of these things, I can be using it to buy cow. But do you know what Jesus Christ said? He said the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of what he has. In fact, there was a time we want to do YouTube platform. We want to go on YouTube platform. Do you know there are some platform on social media? They will tell you the quality of video they want. Answer me. Yeah. If it's not quality enough, they won't carry it. Sir, we got to YouTube platform. We sent some of our messages. Want to download? Sir, they didn't answer us. In fact, presently there are some television stations. If you go there to go and minister, when you present your video, they check it. They can't take less than 3D. Recently, I was talking with TBN.
TBN Africa. Because they are on DSTV. They are on GoTV. TBN Africa. I took their... And I was talking to them. Sir, their demand is not the money we are going to pay. Their demand. They said, sir, what are the make of your camera? I said, we have them 10,000. We have this. We have... They said, sir, the range of your camera must start from Black Magic. I know some of you don't know what they call Black Magic. When you get home, carry goggle and say Black Magic camera. When they told me, I said, I'm born. We are coming. But presently, sir, if we send our video there, they will return back to you. What are they telling you? Improve. What are they telling you? Get better. Some of you that have well comported phone, do you know when you want to play some videos, it brings something out. You say, choose the quality of the video you want. And there are some, if you press high quality, it will tell you it doesn't have it. That the video you want to watch does not have it. So unless you bring it to medium or low quality, that's to tell you that life does not... See, if you don't improve the quality of your life, people will leave you behind. Tell somebody beside you, say, get better. Oh, say it one more time. Another version, right? Okay, oh, you are already checking Black Magic camera. How much do you see there? 2.8 million camera. It's not this one. Compared to that one. It starts from 2.8. And the one you see there, sir, is Tokumba, not brand new. Camera that will come with crane itself, that the cameraman will sit on it. There are some camera. If they bring it here, sir, all the pimples on your face, they will pick it. You see this line, this tribal mark now. Camera will bring it out. Life. You know this small mark on your face? You bring it out the way you are. And I'm bringing camera here. In terms of fair. That little camera phone, you know, you want to do. In fact, as a matter of fact, there are some phones now that their camera is more powerful than this one. Get better. Hello. What did I say you should do? Say it one more time. You know, we have not finished this auditorium. All of this thing is warm up. Everything you are seeing here is what? I'm warm up. You have to get better in what you are doing if you are going to reign as a king. Get better. It is when you get better, you become relevant. Number three. Capacity to accommodate people. If you are going to be a king, nobody reign alone. Am I right? Nobody reign how? Alone. Nobody really know. Many of us don't have capacity to accommodate people. If you are people repelling, you are small in mind. There are some of us that don't know how to accommodate people. We don't have that capacity to accommodate people. Please sit down. To accommodate people. Let me show you one man in the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 22. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Are you there? 1 Samuel chapter 22. Let's look at verse 2. Just verse 2. Yes? And everyone that was in distress. Everyone that was in debt. everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. He became a captain over them. How many people? Even that time, what was David? Or who was David? He too was a vagabond running from one place to another. And yet, he could accommodate 400 people with him. Let me tell you one thing. There is a junction you will get to in life. What you have will not be able to carry you again. It's people that you have accommodated. That will do what? Carry you. The greatest resources that God can ever give to you is not money. Greatest resources that God can ever give to you is not material. It's not car. It's not your position. It's not connection. People of God is people. What did I say? People. People. One brother here had a little challenge in his place of work. I don't want to mention. He had a challenge in his place of work here, Imina. And I started praying for him. He will come. I give him fast. I will also fast with him. We'll pray together. And to the glory of God, God opened the door to get job in another place. And where he will get job is the school where my daughter is now. And Jochebed just saw him and said, "Hello, sir. Ah, you don't know me from daddy." Say, "Which daddy? I'm sorry. Which daddy?" You know, a lecturer, they don't joke like that with students, they don't know. Say, "Which daddy? Please, come, younger." He say, "I'm sorry. You resemble somebody I used to see with my daddy in Mina." Say, "Yes, Mina. Where in Mina?" Say, "Daddy Jupiter. Don't tell me you know me in this place." Say, "I know you." "Huh? Daddy Jupiter, Voice of Mercy Ministry." Say, "Yes, he's my daddy now. I used to see you come around." He say, wait. "Are you his daughter?" Say, "Yes." He say, "Wait." The man called the bakery vehicle that is going with bread. Carry bread. He said, "First of all, take bread. Your father is a great man for me. Your father is a blessing to my life. Say, see me in social office tomorrow." Jochebed called the following day. He said, "Daddy, I met social person." We say, "Okay, yeah." He said, "He gave me bread, though. Two bread, big one." He said, "In fact, I was thinking of what I will eat that night when he gave me bread." He said, "I know the money for this weekend will come out." Jochebed, "Oh, but he said, "But he asked me to come." I said, "Hey, you can go, but don't ask, go." And do you know, the person still bless her. You don't know where your children can meet people tomorrow. You don't know. Accommodate people. Nobody reign alone, no. You just want to be reigning alone. You just be a one-man show. Extend your hand of kindness to people. Accommodate. Look at somebody beside that person and say, "Accommodate." Accommodate. "This one, he's irritating me. This one, I don't like him. This one, I don't like her. This one, I don't." You alone. My mother was saying those days, said, "This wood is not good, you remove it from cooking. This one is not good, you remove it from cooking. This wood is not good, you remove it from cooking." He said, "What do you want to use to cook? You want everybody to be perfect. Sir, you yourself that you are looking for perfect people. Do you know you are not perfect yourself?"
Yes, sir.
In pastor's meeting yesterday, we were talking, and I told them something very clearly. I said, "Look, there is no how you can avoid some people in your life. Unbeliever will come that don't know Christ. You are going to have interaction with Muslim. Oh, no, Ribi Yesi. Somebody is not hearing me. Oh, Ribi Yesi. You are going to have interaction with Muslim. But it's you that must know the boundary. That this person, I don't allow him or her to enter into my life. I don't allow this thing to turn to a relationship that will make my spirit to open up and there will be a flow." But then, you will have them as your colleagues. Be good to them as much as you can. Somebody is not hearing me. Be good to them as much as you can. Many of us know the evangelism of mouth, but we don't have evangelism of character.
Evangelism of character is more stronger than the evangelism of mouth. Is somebody hearing me today? See, there is one mosque at the back of us there. There is one mosque directly at the back of my office there. The owner of that mosque is an Alagio. One day I was walking around. Then there was no gate there. The fence there was still dropped that time. Ah, he said, Pastor, in our sir. Ah, I said, good day, sir. God bless you, sir. He said, I'm the imam here. I said, well done, sir. Ah, he said, well done for this church. It's a big work. Hey, you see, Oga, I won't tell you. I did say shipping you. I said, shipping. He said, yes, I did sell. At least make I get one or two things where my children go eat too. I said, oh, how much is your 30 tons? He said, now 130. I said, no. We get it from Abuja, 120. If you can supply it at 120, we need one tomorrow. You see, I wanted to come. Oh, people around here say, Pastor will not talk to Alaji. I say, that's wrong. I say, go and bring it. And truly, the following day, he brought it. On time, I gave him 120. When we're about to finish, I say, Jerry, you should go and call him. Tell him, we need more. He brought for like five times. So most times, he will come around. You sit down on the floor there and be playing with me. Say, I just come to see what you are doing. One day, he just came. He said, Oga, my son won't marry you. Your son won't marry. Say, yes. But I know if he come to wedding, he said, I just tell you, if you don't come, this thing can come. So I said, okay, when it remains 3 days, remind me. Sir, the money you will use to buy honor is not much. But if they destroy you, the money you will use to buy yourself. I just put 5,000 naira inside the envelope. And I told Jerry, go and give him. Sir, the following day they brought meat. I said, the boys, they actually eat the meat. One day now came, he said, it's been long we have been planning against you inside this mosque. He said, but I've stopped joining them because you are giving me food. He said, when they are discussing, I won't tell you. I said, I don't even want to hear. He said, but as you see me, I'm no more part of them. When we want to dig that gutter at the back there, he was the one that did it. All the Yoruba in that area, they said, no way. Pastor will not dig anything here. He went and summoned them. That, what do you mean? Pastor will dig it up. He's the one fighting the battle. It's not every time you yank them away. There are some times they can be instrumental to your rising. Develop. Now, let me tell you one thing. They are not your problem. The people, the negative people around, they are not your problem. The problem is that you yourself don't have a mind that accommodates people. When you keep condemning people, you will never see anyone to rise up to help you. Accommodate people. If you are going to reign, learn to accommodate people. Can somebody say amen? But one thing you will never find me do is that you come here, Ejo, we are looking for daddy, hot afternoon, and they come to wake me in his house. You are not hearing what I'm saying. And they say, we are coming. Daddy is in the house of his friend. And they now came to wake me there. And I say, bring them. And Mr. Festus, they bring you to that house. And you see me eating two masala. I say, I'm with my friend, Alaji. You keep getting curious. I say, what's going on? Why is daddy? I can't get to that level. But if it's the level of neighborhood, I'll be nice to you. There are some people. Now, the problem of many of us is that you don't know where boundary of relationship should stay or stop. You are in the same office. You can't avoid him.
We greet, we talk. But it must not get to a level that it started entering your bedroom. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There was a day he came around, he said, one of my brother said, you are the one that did the road that lead to your house and the place where they are living. I said, hey, around where? Hey, he said, around Sokakauta. I said, I even want to come and greet you at home. I know that one cannot work. You won't know my house. I won't allow you to know my house. Praise God. I won't allow you to know my house. Recently, a brother parked to the entrance of my house. He parked to the house there. His pastor said he should come and give me a letter. He came to the entrance of my house, started knocking it. When he came for a letter, and he said, pastor, me. I said, go and drop it at church. Go and drop it at where? Go and drop it in my office. I don't take letter at home. You must know boundary. Tell somebody beside say no boundary.
No boundary.
But do you know my house? Yeah, sure. Do you know my house? Do you know my house? Yeah, sure. But there are some people, it doesn't matter, it's see me in the office. No matter the level, see me in the office. One pastor called me recently, daddy, I want to come and see you. Where do I come, your house or church? I said, do you know my house? He said, no, no. I want to know, that's why they talk. I said, see me at church. I said, I don't know how to describe the place, so just see me at church. You must understand. But did I have anything against them? No. But it's just that the relationship cannot get to that level. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Some people say, when he always tell me his own matter, so I need to tell him my own matter. Don't be stupid. Some people can see you as a nice woman that can provide solution to her problem. This is my problem, this is my problem. Okay, no problem. Let's see what we can do to de-grant this issue. Don't say, me too. I say, me too. My husband, no, they respond at home. Eh? Now, you are already exposing yourself to the hand of somebody you don't know too well. But when it comes to distance relationship, oh, I have many of them in town. Hello? What did I say I do? If you want to know people that let's go to Kogila. If I come down at Kogila like this, you just be hearing, Pastor. The day I will pass through Kogila too, I must get 200 naira like 50 in my pocket. I just say, Gashi, Pastor Niye. Everybody, Pastor Bayi or Betty Sonye. Some people 5, some people 2, some people 3, some people. I give to all of them like that. But it will be stupid of me to carry those boys to my house. Okay, now. Woman saw me recently, said, shame me na ile ngbe. I said, me na mungbe, that very mean, he can be more. In fact, if I buy things from Lagos, from Abuja, I give address of church. Kilometer 2, up Bida Road. Praise God. Gurara area, ni can be, me na Niger State. I won't allow you to know where I'm living. Can somebody say amen? Some people normally go to do their own findings. Woman told me recently, is that not your house? Motimole yi. I said, okay, no problem. You want to see me? Say yes. He said, Jo Wonika Wale, Munewa Church. You won't meet me at home. No level of relationship. But love them. Accommodate people. Look at somebody beside tell that person, say accommodate people. Say it one more time, say accommodate people. Okay, number 4. Capacity for integrity and righteousness. Capacity for what? Integrity and righteousness. How righteous are you? How much integrity do you have? How much integrity do you have? Hello? How much integrity do you have? Integrity is very powerful. During the time of the convention, some of the equipment we got from the person that sold it for us was quite over 5 million. He didn't even give me my price until after service, after convention. One day, he just sent it to my WhatsApp. Hey, 5,450,000. Hey, I said, bro, you shouldn't have allowed you to get to this level. He said, Sashi Benini. Is it not you? He said, I am at peace to give you market of 10 million. He said, but there are some men in this town I can't try it with. He said, he mentioned the name of the man for me. He said, he's still owing me money for speaker, a peer. 35,000 naira for the past 5 years. If I call his phone, he will not pick. I say, boy, I say, Kini, he has changed car 3 times. You know, the person you are owing is monitoring you. Okay, now. If you owe somebody, when you wear new clothes, say, want to change your show, want to take me. Why do you think your landlord increased? Your landlord is not living in the same compound with you. You buy new Bajaj. I'm not saying new car now. New machine. And that machine is just 70,000 naira second hand. He just come and say, I can't run lay you. Eja owo le mi. Me tell any problem. Eja di. Pack out. Ah! Pack out, sir. He said, move lo le. I want to use my house. Ah! Say, Eja tori olo. Okay. If you don't want to pack out, money has increased. When you begin to complain, there is nothing. I'm going to teach Jem Latana. Let a machine. How did he get information? That's to let you know that when you are owing somebody, the person monitor you. He says, sir, 5 years, he has changed car 3 times. Within that 5 years. So 35,000 naira was a problem. See, in fact, as you are seeing me, I'm worshiping in his church again next Sunday. Integrity. You know, sometimes I just pick my phone, I call him. Hello, sir. I remember the money we are paying you. But it's just that some things we are calculating has not clicked. We'll soon send it. Thank you, sir. Sir, that enough has gone a long way than for them to be calling you, you don't pick. Or you pick, hello? Hello? You know, you go to use another number. Say, hey, hello, hello, ah, network, Yoda, hello, hello. He said, no problem, key network, mother. network is gone. You switch it off. Many people have no integrity again, and yet they want to be a king. Any attempt for you to reign, the people that know that you don't have integrity are the people that will bring you down. Integrity. Let's not say integrity. Oh, say it louder. Say it one more time. Walk upon your integrity. The Bible says, he shepherded them. With what? With the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hand. Psalm 78 verse 72. Yes, let's read it. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them. So it's not skill that is number one. Integrity is number one. Look at Psalm 54. Isaiah 54, verse 14. What did he say? That in it shall your throne be established. What did he say? Go ahead. Yes, verse 14. Isaiah 54. In righteousness shall your throne be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear, and from terror it shall not come near you. So you must understand that what saves you from terror is not bold faith. It's integrity and what? Jesus Christ said, the prince of this world cometh unto me, and he find nothing in me. There are some people, they don't have, it's not issue of money alone. Some people don't have integrity when it comes to ladies. Amen. I told you one time, one pastor came around there. He sat down with me there. So as people are coming to come and see me, he saw a bony. Say, "How long to end your son?" She church me by inani, bony beni. Oh God, I'm black and shiny. Eh? Miss Akwan came to greet me again. Say, "You told your long to wear yellow." I said, "Ewo, eko kudanu. You just die." How many ladies do you want to look at their face and look at their face? That's why many men are having problem in town today. They become useless. You know why? He has carried familiar spirit. He has carried mommy water. He has carried. Some people, if you know the type of trouble they are going through, all because he has no integrity. What did I say? He has no integrity. Stay where God put you. Get integrity. A king that have no integrity is a yeye king. Do you hear what I've just said? There is one king in Yoruba land now that they have no respect for at all. How many of us know that king? Eh? I don't want you to mention. The king is in Osun State. Sir, he will go and fight, box people on the street. Eh? Wọ́n máa gbé ọ̀pá tẹ̀lé. A lọ jà nílé olóyè. Do you know why they excommunicate one of the kings in Ondo State that time? Huh? In Akure? What did he do? He beat his wife. He went to beat his wife in his father, in her father's house. And he said, Oba call Ile. No, Ile is Oba. And when government overheard it, what did they do? Sir, there is one king in Osun State now. Onfun yon blow ni. I don't want to mention them. Maybe you are from there. Sir? Oba hooligans. Kofoni o. Odi oba. Ashi adi ori eba. Oma dani. You know, one day he went to fight with one of his chief. And when they are beating drum, it's like I was washing Arelu. Can you imagine? Online, I was watching it. I said, a king? I know. When you get to king that have respect, even when you insult them, they answer you with the answer of peace. Get integrity. Get integrity. Do you know why king don't owe? Can I tell you the truth today? Do you know why king don't owe? Reason is because they are the owner of everything in their town. That's why in this kingdom you are the owner of everything. You don't need to owe. There are sometimes situations where I warrant that you owe. But let it be a owing that when they hear in everywhere, they know that you are owing for a just cause. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Not for three women to be sitting down at that entrance now, waiting for you. And they are asking from Ejoshe, Mr. Alawale, I'm in church. What did he do? He said, he's owing me the school fees of his children. He said, Ejo, gbogbo ala mo bi ta se ri owo school wa san. But sir, won je mi lowo carton bi ameta. Ejo duro lo. Bo le se bu carton meta. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So you know that one. You know, in our place, they said, if you go to buy rice on credit, a plate of rice, 5 meat. Do you know when you get to court, they will penalize you? They will ask you to leave the money of rice, but you pay for the meat. But honestly, if they carry you to court and they say, Oje rice, Ojeba, and
The judge will ask, how many meat? He said, Kojena. Only below 5. So there are some money. When you owe it, people can even gather to contribute money to bail you out. But he said, El Rasha, okay. Emi gan fran mi ma fo in sale so kan gbe yin. How many of us saw a picture recently online around Far North of a young lady and a young boy that did wedding in Equa Church? The brother put on t-shirt. The young lady wear one up and down. Sir, what was the wedding? What does they do?
Wedding.
You don't know that people have problem. The day you will see people that have problem is the day you will see somebody that borrow to marry a wife and is still paying back while he has divorced the lady. You didn't get what I just said. Somebody that borrowed to marry what? To marry wife. He's still paying back the debt, but the wife has left him. What are you borrowing money to do wedding for? No integrity. Sir, if you come to wedding day like this, how am I joining here? How? Like this. The highest you will do, some of you here, that you will just Nikini. If you don't like this cloth, go and get him suit.
Yes, sir.
Abby? Go and get him suit now. You don't like what he's putting on. I say, no. Covid here. Other wedding. Oh, God, was suit. Okay, now. Go and bring suit for him. He will wear. But when he didn't have the money, you want him to die?